Question. We've been taught that a spiritual master may also chastise his disciple. Given that disciples are doing voluntary service and that a spiritual master is not in the category of Srila Prabhupada, where his anger was considered transcendental, is there a place for such angry chastisement from the spiritual master, particularly if it is so heavy that the disciple becomes devastated? And I have seen this happen. This is, I can only speak personally. And so I really can't speak for others. But I think you make a good point that if the chastisement pushes the disciple away, that's not good. But then you could make the argument that it could be the fault of the disciple, that he actually did something wrong and he needed to be chastised and he couldn't take it. You could say it was a miscalculation on the part of the spiritual master, which seems to be what you're saying here. And that the spiritual master should be careful who he chastises. And generally, we saw that with Prabhupada. Generally, he wouldn't chastise unless a disciple could take it. Occasionally, the disciple made big offenses, and Prabhupada's chastisement was more in the mood of protecting Krishna from a disciple who was doing something very horrible. I asked, I think it was Hari Sari, what was Prabhupada, what made him the most upset, or what he was most concerned about, and he said philosophical deviation. That was upsetting him more than anything. So if a disciple was becoming Sahajya, or in some way creating a philosophy that is similar to different Sahajya groups or groups of Upper Sampradaya, Prabhupada would get upset because it was a contamination entering the movement, so it may not even be a one-on-one personal chastisement, but generally upset. Now, I guess your question kind of begs the question, if someone can't control their anger, can they actually become a spiritual master, especially if they become angry when the disciple really didn't do something horrible? Well, you know, you could look at it from the perspective of, okay, even if my spiritual master does something which I don't consider proper, in this case, he's becoming angry when he shouldn't. But still, as a good disciple, I should tolerate and be in a good mood and try to serve him. That's the ideal mentality. If that's not possible, and it's not possible to discuss with your spiritual master, and you're having difficulty in your spiritual life, you probably want to take shelter of a siksha guru. And that may form your primary siksha relationship. Of course, you want to have permission from your spiritual master to do that. But sometimes that is a solution. Sometimes some gurus and disciples, they think differently, and sometimes it creates friction. And therefore, taking guidance from another siksha guru may sometimes be better, and then respect your guru from a distance if that's necessary, and he's agreeable to that. Hare Krishna.